What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show, going down to Florida, Florida Memorial, Dwayne Thomas, we've been on the Boss Man Show, doing business out of NAIA. Coach, man, tell me, how's the weather in Miami today, man, and then is it sunny and breezy as usual, man?
It's hot, man. It's hot down here, you know. But thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. Appreciate you doing that.
No doubt. Let me ask you this, man. Tell me about the opportunity to come here to Florida Memorial. What stood out to you about it, and what made you decide to make that move, man, early to do those carousel season here?
No, I mean, great question. You know, honestly, just the environment. You know, I had a chance to come down here and check it all out. Jason Horn gave me a great opportunity, who was our athletic director. And just seeing somebody like that who is grounded, who works hard every day, that really has that support for you, as well as, you know, Dr. Hardwick, our president, man, it's like it was a no-brainer for me to make this decision to come down here.
No doubt. Let me ask you, you know, being the NAIA level, tell me how different is it between, you know, being NAIA, being the D2, D1. Tell me, how do you do scholarships at Florida Memorial? I know when I was at Tennessee State, it was a full ride. So do you have to be get creative and kind of, you know, do Pell Grants, hoping to get a Hub scholarship? So how do you kind of recruit players and get that school paid for? That's kind of very important for us to be athletes as well, getting school paid for without leaving them too much debt.
Right. I mean, this level is different. It's different just like D2. You got different levels of D2. You know, you got high-level D2 schools. Same as D1. You got small D1 basketball or small D1 schools. You got Power 5. It's basically the same when it comes to NAIA. But I would consider Florida Memorial a Power 5 when it comes to NAIA schools. When it goes to actual, like, scholarships and that sort of a deal, we have scholarships. You know, at this level, we're allowed to give out 8 scholarships. But at the same time, we do have the flexibility to, you know, break those scholarships down if need be. So, you know, beauty in Florida Memorial is one of the cheapest schools that's going to be in Florida to actually attend. You know, it's about $28,000. For this area, that's cheap. And everything in Miami is expensive. So for you to be able to go to school for $28,000 and that includes tuition, that includes housing, that includes your meal plan, books. Like, you know, that's a great, great little deal for somebody coming to college. But really, this is one of those type of situations where it's going to be what you make it at the end of the day. You know, with that luxury of giving out scholarships to kids, they got the same feel as a D2 or a D1. of coming here to Florida Memorial. But it's really what you make it. You got to take advantage of the opportunity. Some people look at the NAIA level, it's just being beneath everything. But it's good basketball. It's talented kids. It's good people down here. It's great resources at the end of the day that's going to help you when you finish school. So, that was the not the sale, but that's what drove me to, making a big decision on coming down here.
And Coach Thomas know me going to Tennessee State. I had an NAIA scholarship from me in Fisk. And I know what Fisk was all about upstream from Tennessee State. So I'm with you. NAIA kids got talent, man. Them these dudes can ball, man. So we got to give you all more respect. That's why we have you on the show. Because I feel like if I start doing use my platform here, 5.5 million listeners, put you on the map. People can understand it's not just what you think it is. It's more to it. And NAIA was one of the first conferences to actually accept HBCUs into their conferences. So that we gotta talk about that history as well. The NAIA, we don't understand that part either, Coach. But we're gonna put it out there for you on the Boss Man Show.
No, definitely. So I mean that's another beauty in this, being at an HBCU. Just the love that you get every day, from your own people that come to work every day that's grinding the same as you. But ultimately the support that you're gonna get at the games, the you got the band, you got the cheerleaders, you got the dance team, you got just the vibe of the alumni. There's so much that comes with that. And I'm looking forward to that. So this is really my first year of taking that whole atmosphere of how that's going to be. But my first 90 days have been well when it comes to that part.
100%. Let me ask you this, Coach. Tell me about what's going to be the pillars of your program for a young man to be a part of what you're building at Florida Memorial. What are you looking for in a young man? What a young man must expect when they get to be a part of your program?
Main communication, that's going to be the biggest part. That you're going to learn. It's the biggest part that you got to have to be successful in this program. You got to be able to communicate. Whether that means just like what we're doing here on the podcast, being able to communicate and do that part, being able to talk on the floor, being able to navigate and talk to different people, around the community and also on campus. So, communication is the big part. Can I really have a conversation with you? Can you really, talk to your teammates when it's important or when it's not important. Then the next part, we always talk about accountability. Just the expectation that you have from us as a university and us as a program, you don't want us to work every day for you. So, your ability to be accountable on showing up and being ready every day. And on recruitment, it sounds great. You're gonna be in Miami. You're gonna be in Florida Memorial. It's HBCU. All that sounds well and dandy, but are you going to be that everyday guy that's able to have some failure within the program? It's not always pretty, but it's that part about getting back up. It's that part about, hey, I'm gonna keep showing up. It's a bigger purpose than me. And then the next part is the talent. That's what kind of brings everybody the ability to play and what you do. That's the attraction side. But it's those underlying pieces that become really important, and that's that major draw. That's what make people come and watch your game. That's what make people say, you know what, I'm gonna give you a job when you finish at this school. So, just kind of molding all that together is really the biggest part. And really the main reason was, I wasn't a big talker when I was in college. I was just a guy that put my head down and grinded. And which is work, but I was fortunate enough to, have a good individual, success in doing different stuff and being able to be a professional for 10 years and play overseas that taught me like, hey, you gotta communicate. This is the business right here. It's not just your ability to do something. Like if you're able to communicate, you're able to really navigate in that way, politic a little bit, and build those relationships, it's gonna open a lot of doors. And then people will start seeing your talents for more than what it is. And this is the perfect time with how everything is going on with social media and all that. Like you got a chance to really sell yourself and your brand. So that's really what we teaching every day. But ultimately treating these guys like human beings, building that relationship for when they do finish school and they finish playing ball. Like, hey, we coming to their weddings. We sending their kids stuff when they need stuff. Like, it's that feel that you want to have, that family base. So, you know, that's what I enjoy about it.
No doubt. You know, my dad's a coach too. I can tell you on Father's Day how his phone blows up with guys he coached and played for him and taking him to different weddings, baby showers, cookouts. So seeing my father's highest players treat him still, he's 80-something years old. It's like, it's really a 40-year relationship that you build with these young men, hopefully longer than that, when you recruit a young man. And I was like you too, Coach. When I played, I wasn't a talker. I just did my job. And know that I'm a radio dude, 14 years later, I didn't talk that much. People are just surprised because I just did my job.
Yeah.
Now, Coach, let's get this man, knowing what you're in Miami, knowing that you can get to certain places in a certain amount of time driving-wise in Florida, just talk about that recruiting piece of it, and just seeing how you can draw a circle around Miami, find talent you need. You know, if you want to get into Georgia, you can too. You know, we're talking Southeast down in Florida as well. You can find and bring that program that fits what you're trying to build down there.
Man, that's the beauty in this spot. You know, it's opportunity like that, like you're talking about in recruiting. We got about 10 kids from Florida in our area, which was great to be able to recruit Florida. Talent, a lot of talent around here. We got one kid from Georgia that, you know, we're excited to have, but we need to tap into Georgia even more, you know, and that's the beauty in this. We're able to touch some of these southern states and really find a lot of different talent around the country. It's not just one area we're looking at. It's just really, you know, you got to fit those criteria, man. You got to be hungry right now for life right now, trying to do something different with yourself. So, you know, for us, we're able to get on the road. We're able to navigate on the internet. We're able to make phone calls. You know, I got a great staff that love to build relationship with young men and recruit. You know, these dudes are great recruiters that I have, you know, on my staff. So I'm blessed and thankful to have that. And I feel like we can go out and get any kid because it's a lot that we can offer them being in this area. It's a lot that we can offer them being at Florida Memorial.
And academically wise, internships been in Miami. But it's been a tech hub the way it is now, a lot of industry in Miami, as Miami grows and sprawls out even more. You do the right things with your internship, you have a job after basketball when the ball starts bouncing. So I feel like Florida Memorial presents that as well for young men who want to get into finance and tech. Hey, it's right there in your back door. Go get the internship in summertime. And when you don't have to do as much classwork and prime, sow those seeds right now.
Right, exactly. So I mean, that's the part. So you talk about those resources that are there for them. On top of that, we come here, we win. You know, when you win, that's going to put even more eyes onto this program, to the university, to the guys that's here. It's going to open up a lot of doors. So I'm looking forward to it.
Now let me ask you this, man, for you, Coach. When did you decide you wanted to get into coaching? At what point in your career, you playing overseas, did you say, hey, I want to try this thing, get coaching, and try to help young men out the rest of my career and rest of my professional life?
That's a great question. That's one of them where I was a basketball type dude. Just that's what I was going to do. You know, I didn't have a next step. I honestly didn't even have my degree when I was over there playing. Like I left college early. You know, I had the opportunity to go be a professional. I took it. But you know, that downtime overseas, a lot of times you don't have much to do when you're not training, when you're not practicing, you don't have a game. So I had an opportunity to coach some of the youth teams. That was probably some of the hardest coaching I did, mainly because, you know, the language barrier, you know, a lot of those kids didn't speak English. So I had to figure out, how to navigate a little bit and talk the basketball lingo, but, you know, have some patience and show it. But, you know, I fell in love with just doing that. So each contract I got, you know, over my 10-year career, I made sure that I was able to coach a youth team or do something like that, you know, just on the side. So then once in 2014, I stopped playing at that time. You know, it came back. Like, what am I going to do when I came back to the States? And it was all about coaching. So I was fortunate enough to be able to go back to the school that I played at in Shawnee State University, get my degree and assist and coach at that time. And, you know, eventually work my way up to being a head coach.
No doubt. It also, I feel like when you, even at whatever level you coach at, when you just get to be the head coach, make decisions, man. You feel like those youth coaching experiences has helped you as a head coach then because you kind of got that your feet wet being a head coach. I know it was a youth level, but you got to make decisions, make do ATOs, stuff like that. So do practice plans. So that kind of helped you as you became a professional college coach now, what you did over there in the overseas.
For sure, I would say it did because coaching those teams, it was pretty much me. Maybe I had to assist sometimes, but pretty much I was doing everything, And then this is probably the beauty about the NAIA level. You're gonna carry a lot of different hats. It's not just one role or one focus that any coach is gonna have. Like you're gonna be navigating. You're gonna do director of ops type stuff. You might have to wash laundry. You might have to help in study hall, make sure everything is good with the grades. Like it's a lot that goes with it, but all in all, I would just say, those type of experiences, help you for what's next to come. You don't go through all those different scenarios just for yourself. So, that's the thing about coaching. Like everything that's been built into you, that's how you pour out to these kids. Because you start realizing like everything you went through from the good to bad to ugly is really for somebody else, and you're gonna be able to help change their life, especially if they listen to you. But pouring out that information is what you're supposed to do.
Now, if you said something so profound, I said that to my intern before they graduated. Hey, I learned every aspect of radio, whether it be the board ops, the phone, the mics, the hosting, the sound checks, the selling. I learned every aspect of this business. So the another part of the business I can't do. So I appreciate it, every part of it. And I try to instill that in my intern, like, hey, look, learn every facet. So when you get to your career, where you want to be at, you can do everything. You don't have to depend on anybody to do anything. I can do every function myself without having you all. But I have you all so I can pour into and teach you. But know every facet of what you're doing. So I feel like you appreciate it more when you know how to do everything that your job entails and then so.
Exactly. Yeah.
No doubt. Coach Thomas, man, good to meet you today, man. Good to talk to you, man. And I'll be cheering for your team. I'll be covering you guys. I'm meeting them off while I stay in contact with each other. So if in Atlanta, if I'm in Miami, I do come down there twice with the Atlanta Hawks. So we definitely gotta get up when I come down to town, man, and get with you, brother.
For sure, man. Need you to send me some Georgia kids, man.
I can do that for you.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show, man. Much success with everything that you're doing. Keep pushing, keep grinding on it. When you got a moment after we win it all, go ahead and invite me back.
I sure will, Coach. Hey, you'll be on before that, Coach. Believe me on that one, brother.
Yes, sir. All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.